Okay. And we're off. So welcome, everybody. We are here for the Spark Cafe, which is part of Spark the Change India, an amazing event that's coming to Pune in February. I'm here today with Sarika Karbanda and Sunil Mundra. And I would just like to kick off by introducing Sarika. So Sarika Karbanda is an entrepreneur and lean change facilitator, coach and trainer with over 20 plus years of experience working across the globe. Her passion, be the change you want to see in the world, which is terrific. Her global experience in helping organizations transform and increase business agility has spanned Poland, the Czech Republic, the Nordic countries, the UK, India, Singapore, and the US, which still completely blows my mind that you've done this so far over the world. Using her key strengths built over core values of integrity, intelligence, and energy, she pursues excellence in both her personal life and, more importantly, how she strives to work with clients to help build the growth mindset and a flexible change toolkit into the hands of change champions, which is what Spark the Change is all about. Sarika is now the program chair of Spark the Change India and is bringing Spark brand to India for the first time. Brave, brave woman. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for a lovely introduction. I'm just going to spark by being introduce the Spark brand itself. And I'd love to say that, yes, Spark is coming to India for the first time, but it's a brand which is very globally well known, and it has been started in London and has traveled all across Toronto, Montreal, Melbourne, Amsterdam, I believe also in France now. And it was just inevitable that we had to get it to India. Yeah, and it happens to be now coming to India early next year, February 24, 2018, which is an awesome feeling because this is one platform through which we are able to bring leaders and practitioners, change agents, coaches, consultants, coming from across different industries and departments and organizations all together to, you know, try and create everlasting change and co-create it actually, and join this awesome high energy movement of change, as we call it, right? So it's wonderful that we can do that through this amazing brand. And having said that, I think today we, Elizabeth already introduced, we have an awesome guest speaker at Spark Cafe today, our awesome Spark speaker, Sunil Mundra, who joins us from Pune, which is also the place where I am in today. And it's, again, very global because Elizabeth's from at Toronto in Canada.
Burlington.
And,
yeah. Oh, Burlington. Ontario. Yeah. We'll just say Ontario and we'll call it there.
Yeah. And we are pretty much talking across the globe. And interestingly, Sunil is in the same place as I am right now because he was in London a couple weeks ago. So interestingly, he's here in the same geographical location. And a bit of introduction that I would give about Sunil. He's a principal consultant working with ThoughtWorks, a pragmatic agility evangelist, an international speaker and a systems thinker, which is very interesting. And he has extensive experience in consulting with organizations on the path of agile, lean adoption and transformation of change. And he's really passionate about helping organizations become more responsive to changing environments, also to increase their competitive advantage. Also passionate about coaching leaders to move to a servant leadership mindset and much, much more. And we can just continue about awesome passions that Sunil puts forth. But all in all, built around working with teams, working with leaders to shape and execute their governance and cultural change roadmaps. All very cool stuff, and which really makes him our awesome Spark speaker too. But having said that, Sunil, it would be really interesting to spark this awesome conversation with you and understand what was the trigger that led you to, you know, do all this awesome stuff of consulting and, you know, working with ThoughtWorks and other organizations that you've been doing today. So share that with us.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Arika, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, to be having, you know, this conversation today. So what made me passionate about all the things that you mentioned, right? The roots of that lie in my move to IT. So I have a total of 28 years of experience, of which 17 years is in IT. And when I moved to IT 17 years ago as a business analyst, I realized, you know, the potential that I have in my role as a business analyst to interact with clients, understand their problems, and make a difference to their organizations. And more importantly, to make a difference to the lives of the people. Be it, you know, directly those businesses which I was working with, the people who were there, or be it their customers who were using the solutions, you know, which were being developed by us. So I saw the potential for that impact, and I also saw that impact being made and my work contributing to that. And that really stoked my passion further to make a difference to people and organizations. And then having spent a good amount of time as a business analyst, I moved to ThoughtWorks 7 years ago, got this opportunity to be in the agile and lean space to help organizations unlock their potential for agility and adapting to change. It's been a fulfilling experience because today organizations, if they're struggling, they're struggling to deal with change. And you go there, you make a difference. You see the look of satisfaction in the eyes of the leaders when that change, you know, they are able to embrace that. Well, they take small steps towards doing it. And you see that difference being made, and the look of satisfaction and the in the eyes of the people and the smiles on the faces of the people you interact with. I think that's what keeps going.
Right, that's very telling, right? The smiles especially. I mean, you see the sense of satisfaction coming through those smiles, and it's amazing. It's a sense of achievement and satisfaction that you as a change agent will get, right? I can so relate to that.
Absolutely, yeah. Sarika. So that's really what keeps me going. I've always been involved in client-facing work, and that's what drives me to do even more.
Awesome. So tell us what made you get involved in Spark the Change India? I mean, I know we've been having conversations, but you've been doing international speak engagements, and you've been discussing different topics of a similar nature, but we would love to understand, right? I mean, why Spark the Change India?
Well, Sarika, I think I want to give you the credit, you know, for making me aware of this conference and also nudging me, as I call it, to you know, submit my talk. As you know, I was busy at the time when the talk submissions were closing, moving from UK to India, and I was not sure whether I would have enough time to think about the topic that I want to talk about and apply, etc. But I think after speaking with you, what interested me about Spark the Change are three or four, you know, things. One is that it's about change. And that's the topic which is a hot topic today, because as I mentioned, organizations are having difficulties in dealing with and adapting to change today. So it is a topic of the day, and it's a topic which I think we all want to learn about, how to get better at doing it. The second part is that it cuts across domains. So I have been speaking at a lot of conferences, but most of those conferences are agile and lean, and a lot of those conferences are restricted to information technology. But what excited me about this conference is that it cuts horizontally across different industries, and it's about change. So I think it's an opportunity for me to be there to share what I know in terms of my experience and my thoughts on my topic, but also to learn from other practitioners from other fields and other domains. So that's the second point. The third point is, obviously, it's an international conference. And I think for the first time is that, although I have spoken at conferences in multiple countries, but they're specific to those countries. This is, I think, probably the first conference which is truly a global conference in nature. And last but not the least, it's happening in my hometown, Pune. That's like the icing on the cake or the cherry on top of the cake to make me want to, you know, speak at this conference. So.
Wonderful. I think you're quite kind whenever you start those words of appreciation for trying to give me credit. I only nudged because I thought your talks were quite interesting around the world. And yeah, why shouldn't you at least submit a talk? It's still not in our hands, right? Depending on whether your talk gets selected. And it has. I think there is quite some interest there from a lot of people So we'll of course deep dive into it. But like you rightly said, I mean, it is an international conference coming in and cuts across industries and domains. And we are totally honored to have brought this into the country. And we're really looking forward to hear from people like yourself and all the other awesome speakers that we have. Really globally, you know, people are going to be flying in from Canada, from Australia, from Singapore, and we have a lot of people in India. So I think it's really global in that nature. And yep, you're spot on, right? And happening in your home time, lucky for that, right? So that is quite cool. So thanks for sharing. Which brings me to dive into the topic itself for the talk that you have at Spark the Change India, which is titled Infuse Life and Embrace Change. And that's, I believe, where you highlight certain key characteristics of living systems that enable, you know, them to deal with change effectively and suggest actionable guidelines that will help leaders bring organizations to life and not just help survive, but also thrive on change, which is, you know, an ambitious state that we all want to be in, of course. And I think you put it quite well. But, you know, if you can unveil some more aspects around this talk, also a bit on the key struggles that you think organizations face around change and what your talk will deliver for our Spark participants, I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, sure, Sarika. So thanks for the intro about the talk. So in my experience as an Agile and Lean consultant, while you see several symptoms of organizations struggling to deal with change, the responsiveness to customer needs is slow, people are unhappy, there's a divide between business and information technology. Those are all symptoms which organizations are facing today. But what made me introspect is that, you know, is there a pattern to all of this? Is there something deep which underlie all of these symptoms and the problems which organizations are facing? And what made me realize, the root problem is that I looked at living systems and socioeconomic systems, human beings, bacteria, jungles, you take political systems, you take economies, all these systems have evolved over a period of time and they have adapted to change. So if you take the example of us as human beings, we were apes, in our initial stage of who we are today. And then we evolved into different shapes and sizes and colors based on the environments we were in, and we are still evolving. And we are adapting to the changing environment around us. And the same is the case with all other natural and socioeconomic systems, which are effectively adopting to change. So my premise or my hypothesis is that organizations are struggling today to adopt to change because they do not have life in them. And what I mean by that is that they are modeled as mechanistic or closed-ended systems. And to me, that really is my hypothesis. And when I look back at my own advice, which I have given to organizations to improve on their agility, it actually boils down to bringing life into the organization so that they can deal better with change. So I thought that maybe that is what I want to talk about, at this conference, which is all about change. And that's why I chose this topic. Which is infuse life for embracing change. So what I'm going to talk about here is give a couple of examples of companies which I feel were not doing something too wrong in their businesses, but somehow they ignored the changes in the environment and suddenly they lost the ground, they lost value, and they lost their identity in a very, very short period of time. And these are very well-known brand names. So we'll look at, a couple of those companies. We'll understand what makes living systems, natural systems, adopt to change so well. And then also understand the differences between living and non-living systems or living systems and closed or mechanistic systems. And then I would go on to talk about what does it mean for our leaders in organizations? And by leader, I mean anyone having any kind of influence within an organization. It's not about a title.
Right.
So any person having any influence in an organization, what can that person do to infuse life into the organization? And what does that mean in terms of their outlook and thinking and the mindset which they need to have? So what do they need to transition from and transition to? I will talk about, you know, some of those things which they can take away and start implementing, hopefully from the next day itself.
Awesome. It's interesting because you say, yeah, leaders, we don't really mean one top level leadership or so, because it really means the people who can influence that change. And that's so true, right? It's everybody who's got a role to play there. And it's not just what we assume for someone to say, oh, it's the leaders, you know, that only means the top level. It's not true.
Yeah. No, it's not true. Not in today's organizations where, you know, we have knowledge workers, we have people who can think.
Right.
Understand, you know, why, you know, we are doing something, who believe in a purpose, you know, which they are associated with. So I think in that sense, I think all of us as knowledge workers have influence. So in that sense, yes. And leadership is today very situational, and it changes, and somebody does take a little bit more leadership depending on the situation, and therefore, this talk, I think, is for everyone who's attending. So,
awesome.
I just have to jump in. We've got about 2 minutes left. So if there's any key points, this has been very, very interesting, but we do have a time limit. We have to adjust
yes.
the time limit.
We do. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We do. So one final question then, Sunil, would be, what do you think could be a potential, I mean, we're of course talking about a number of exercises that you would, you know, take the participants through during your talk, but perhaps one or two key takeaways that you would like to leave the Spark participants with?
So I think I'd like them to understand, you know, why living systems are able to adapt to change and thrive on them. And, you know, what differentiates, you know, those systems from a closed-ended organization. I think those differences are key to understand. And the second is, you know, what can we do? What could leaders do in terms of mind shift to influence, you know, the organization or influence their sphere within the organization in terms of bringing it to life? I think those are the two key takeaways which I would like to leave the audience with. Something actionable, something which they can implement, as I said, next day onwards.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sunil. Elizabeth, thank you.
So thank you very much, Sunil, for coming on. And I'm quite inspired because I found myself in a corporate life that's exactly what was missing, was the life in the organization. So it's wonderful to know there are people out there that recognize the importance of that and try to make it happen. Sure. One thing I forgot to do at the beginning was introduce myself. So my name is Elizabeth Plouffe.
Good point.
I know, okay. That's okay. So the strange person you've been seeing in the background here, I'm a part of the Spark the Change Toronto team and have been for 4 years. So I've been fortunate to meet an amazing amount of speakers. And I'm now fortunate to be part of the Spark the Change India team and see.
And we are honored to have Elizabeth on the team.
Oh, that's yes. very kind. The honor is mine. It's been amazing to watch Sarika and all her hard work in bringing this amazing event to India. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out now, and this is the first time you're learning about it, I invite you to visit the Spark the Change India website, sparkthechangeindia.com. And we do have stuff going out on Twitter, so you can check us out there at Spark Change In. Details are there about our speakers, so you'll be able to see soon the wonderful video that we were doing today with Sunil and some of our other speakers. Sarika's wonderful blog posts, and just learn about it. Get inspired. Come on out. And plane rides are really fun. So if you're inspired to come across from North America to India, we're here for you. We can make it happen. Let's spark some change. So thank you everybody very much for joining us. And again, I encourage you to visit sparkthechangeindia.com and learn more about the event and register and come and enjoy being sparked and learn how to put life back into an organization.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Sunil.
Thank you.